The third stage starts when you leave the craftsman on Fondamento Ormesini and ends on Campo dei Mori, where you meet the third craftsman. When you leave your second craftsman, Plum Plum Creations, you turn left and walk along the Fondamenta Ormesini, which then changes its name into Fondamenta della Misericordia. You cross a bridge and walk a few more hundred meters along the Fondamenta until you find a wide street on your left-hand side, where you turn left and you come to a bridge where you would like to stop, because in front of you, on your right-hand side, there is a famous house in Venice. You can identify it easily by looking at this narrow and tall structure with traditional Venetian Gothic style windows, and also because of a profile of a man and a plaque that is Tintoretto's house. Tintoretto was named that way after his father's profession. He was dyeing cloth, tintore in Venetian, hence Tintoretto. His real name, however, was Jacopo Robusti. He lived the whole of his life in that house, which was also the same time his workshop. At present, in Tintoretto's house, you can find the Bottega del Tintoretto, which is a school teaching etching, painting, and drawing. But as you have a look at Tintoretto's house, your eyes will be caught by two statues on your right-hand side, walled in the wall of the houses. One in the corner has a nose made of metal. This is Mr. Antonio Rioba. And the other gentleman on the right-hand side looks like an Arabic merchant with a turban and a long gown. As you come down the bridge, you will find yourself in the Campo dei Mori. On your right-hand side, there will be two more statues looking exactly in the same way, with the same Eastern garb. So we might think that this is the reason why the square is named after the Mori, the Moors. Legend has that these were three brothers who lived nearby, were very, very wealthy merchants. Whereas Mr. Antonio Rioba seems to have been the voice of the population whenever it was unhappy with the government, or with the rules, or with the taxes. As you move on towards the end of Campo dei Mori, you will see on your right-hand side the third craftsman, Momilia, which makes glass beads according to the ancient tradition.